Being Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax Living. Hello, I'm Glynis Crook. On the program last week, I spoke about an incredible social enterprise that has created five mini forests around Cape Town in areas that mostly do not have much greenery. Trees and plants are not only pleasing to the eye, but actually improve the quality of city life in many ways. Things like air quality, providing protection against flooding, acting as carbon sinks, and of course providing homes to birds and insects. But in a city, they also cool our streets by blocking sunlight and providing shade. As the world gets hotter, this is something we should be paying more attention to. A recent study found that temperatures in parts of Cape Town with densely packed buildings and no trees could be as much as 15 degrees higher than other areas. I'm joined now by Roelof Burger, who is a professor in the Department of Environmental Science and Management at Northwest University. Roelof, thank you for joining me on the program. What did the World Bank heat mapping study find?
So this is a very interesting study. Of course, it's only looking at snapshots, so we shouldn't extrapolate these large temperature differences to the kind of average effects that cities have. But did do a few of these campaigns in Cape Town, Tshwane and Buffalo City, and they recorded temperature differences of exceeding 15 degrees Celsius in Cape Town and in the Eastern Cape. And in Tshwane, they recorded differences of around 6 degrees.
So why is this? Take Cape Town, for example. What is causing this problem?
Well, on a specific day, there is, of course, meteorological factors that play a role into why one area of the city will have cooler temperatures than another. This will be what direction is the wind blowing from, where are you relative to the mountain. Things like this will have a big impact on a day-to-day basis. But if we look on a climate basis and we ask why are certain areas more prone to be warmer than others, then factors like the geometry of the urban areas, like how tall are the buildings or narrow the streets, we call some of these areas canyons, the construction materials, and then, of course, these green spaces that you were mentioning, the prominence of these have massive impacts on the temperatures of cities.
So in Cape Town, we've got rather a unique geography, if you like, between Table Mountain and the Table Mountain Range, and then, of course, the two oceans. Does that play a factor, an important
factor?
That has
a huge role, yes. And then, of course, we have the different weather patterns that impact the city. The people living there will know that the direction of the wind will typically announce some of these weather features that's approaching or about to hit the city.
And what is the impact of this? I know we've been talking about heat islands for some time now, but people probably forget, what is the impact of this extreme heat that we find in cities, not only in Cape Town, but cities around the world?
Yes, heat has a massive impact on our health. There's debate whether warming or cold temperatures has the bigger effect, but one of the distressing things about heat events is that it impacts everybody. When we have cold spells, it mostly impacts on vulnerable people with already pre-existing conditions, but heat even impacts young, healthy individuals. So the impact on our health and the impact on mortality is maybe the biggest factor.
And of course, then this would have a knock-on effect on productivity. I'm assuming it also means if people are using more cooling, it impacts on energy, productivity, infrastructure, food security, therefore the economy, crime, education. Ultimately, it has a much wider impact than just on our health.
That is correct. One of those points you mentioned, the impact on crime has been studied in South Africa, for example, in Tshwane. So yes, many a variety of factors. And if we think of the big issues of our time, you mentioned climate change. The cities do have a massive impact because the way that we build cities has a direct impact on how we use energy and how much energy we use. And if we build a city in a way that we exacerbate heat, as you rightly mentioned, we will require much more energy, and which is a very big impact on climate change.
So as climate change worsens, what should cities like Cape Town be doing to mitigate the extreme heat?
The easiest thing to do is to increase green cover. plant trees, create parks, install green roofs. These have so many positive spin-offs that you've already mentioned. We can also improve the albedo, so cooling roofs and pavements using more reflective materials. And then the last one is promoting sustainable urban planning. We need to have clever young people coming through that will help us build better cities in the future.
And we really need to increase the amount of green spaces across all parts of the city. Thanks to Professor Roelof Berger, an atmospheric scientist at Northwest University. And that's it for this week from me, Glynis Crook. Take care and goodbye. Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax Living.
For Galinda Moser, founder of Remax Living, life is all about people, their homes, the environment, and of course, music. Because of Galinda's passion for property, Remax Living has become the largest property office in Cape Town. When selling your home, email Galinda at remaxliving.co.za. As your trusted property partner, Remax Living is by far the best way to sell and buy real estate. Remax, the leaders in real estate.